We are learning a new Masechta, Masechtas Makis, and as a Hakdama, we'll just read the parasha of Edim Zoymim, Parasha Shoiftim. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Yokum Eid Echod Be'ishchol Oven Cholchatos Bechol Chet Ashiyechta Apishnei Edim Apishloisha Edim Yokum Dava. It's in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Tezvav. It starts off that in order to pass on something, you need two Edim. Then it says, Ki Yokum Eid Chomas Be'ishchol Anis Be'sorot. You have an aid who is a false aid, and he wants to say a lie. The two people who have the argument in front of Bezdin, the Bezdin does research with Hakiris, do investigation, and they interrogate the Edim, and they see that these Edim were lying. And we'll see in our Gemaras how exactly do you make Edim Zayimim. It says that you do to him what he tried to do to his brother. Whatever he tried to do, these Edim tried to do to the defendant, they will get that einish. And then it says, the people there will listen and be afraid. I can do this again. And it ends off, that's where the parasha ends. So there's a parasha of Edim Zayimim, which is mevuyah in the Gemaras, that it's a chiddush. The parasha is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because we know, Be'etzem, two Edim is Kemeya, Trey Kemeya. Two Edim is like 100 Edim. Now, if two Edim come and say, this is what happened, and another two Edim say the other one happened, we don't believe the second Edim more than the first Edim. That's called Akhasha. They are both contradicting each other. The Chiddush of Edim Zayim is that we believe the second Edim that the first Edim were not here, and because of that, we give the first Edim Ainish. That's a Chiddush, that we believe the first Edim over the, we believe the second Edim over the first Edim. And therefore, That's the chiddush of Edim Zoymim, and the din is Kasha Zomam. And we'll see in our Mishnah that not always is there a kiyum of Kasha Zomam. So let's see our Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off Keitzada, Edim Nasim Zoymim. How do Edim become Zoymimim Me'idim Onubish Ploinushu Ben Grushoi Ben Chalutza? We have here two Edim who are coming and saying that this fellow, this person Levi, is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, which means, how do they know that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that he's a son of a Kohen married to Grusha? Because they say that we saw this Levi's mother getting divorced before he was born, before he was conceived. Rashi's Kohen Shneilad, look at Shikla Ara, the Kohen Shneilad, but before he was conceived, and therefore he's a Chalol, and he's Pasul. The thing is that someone, a Kohen, whose mother is a Grusha, and his father married a grusha, the law is he's a chal. A chal cannot do avoida, cannot duchen. He doesn't have, can he truma? Does not have, he loses din of a kayin. So he's a kayin chal. So they're saying this about Levi, that he's a chal. And it turns out that they were Edim Zoymim, that these Edim were never there. B'shas that Gerishim. They said that we saw the mother getting divorced on so and this and this and day. And it turns out this is day. They were in a different makim entirely. They're a different location entirely. So they are Edim Zoymim. So you have to give them the Einish of Kasha Zomam. So the halacha is, even if these Edim were Kahanim, we don't make them into Achal. We don't do that. And we'll see in the Gemara why. We don't make them into Achal. So what do? They get Malkus. Now usually you do Kasha Zomam. But here, you get Malkus instead of the Einish of Kasha Zomam. And then the Mishnah says the next case, that here you won't you say Eidus on someone, they Chayiv and Golis. You don't say that this guy, again, the example would be that these Edim said that Reuven killed someone b'shoygin, therefore Reuven's chayev galus, and it turns out that the Edim are lying. The Edim were in a different location entirely. So the law is that the Edim do not go into galus now, they just get malchus. And we have to see again in the Gemara, what is the pshat, why you don't say kasha zomam in such cases. Now, Tosis actually asks that if in such a case no kasha zomam, why don't we call this Edus shi'ata yochel azima? The klal is, the Edus can only say Edus about something if they can become zomim. If you take it like in a simple way, is because we want them to be afraid. Therefore, there's no such thing as Edim that can make hazama. So Tosis asks, what do you mean? Here we have Edim, they never can tell say someone's a chal because there's no Edim zomim on that. And for Tosis, the first tarot, simple tarot, it says, since they get Malkus, that's a kiyam of kasha zomim. That's a kiyam of kasha zomim. Zog the Gemara. That's our Mishnah. This is Ketzer Eid Nas Zaymim, and it says Meidin Onu Bisplain Yishu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, that you don't become a Chalal. You get Malkus. The Eidim, if they become Zaymim, they get Malkus instead of becoming a Chalal. Freit the Gemara. That's not a classic case of Nas of Eidim Zaymim. HaKetzer Ein Eidim Nas Zaymim Bayulei. It should say, how do Eidim do not become Zaymim? This is not an example of Zaymim. This is a case where it's an exception to the rule. So how do you start off the Mishnah? Ketzer Eidim Nas Zaymim, if this is a case where they don't become Zaymim. Void Midiktoni Lekamon, it says in the next Mishnah further, a few Mishnahs later, Aval Omru Lehem, Heich Atem Eidim, the Mishnah in a few Mishnahs in Daf Hey says that how do you make someone into Edom Zaymim? The other Edom say, how could you say that Edis if that day you were in a different place, you were with us somewhere else? Harei el Zaymim. So what's the second kasha? Rashi, the second question is that what's the question? How do you become Zaymim? Look at the Mishnah Daf Hey, you'll see how to become Zaymim. So question number one is that it says how do Edom become Zaymim, and we give a case where they're not Zaymim. So it should have said a case of Edom ain't not Zaymim. Question number two of the Gemara is that if you want to know how to make Edom Zaymim, look at Daf Hey. This is not the right place. Like I read Rashi inside. But oid maka boyitana ketsa nasa zaymim haktoni lo lekamon ketsa din zaymim diktoni mistisim av ormul hama mazimim heich atam eidim eidim zev lo yisim manu oisayoyim moka plainim. Taisa learns slightly different than the kasha. The va'oid is a continuation of the first kasha. Kaloymar, Taisa says, imtim tiloymar de loshan hazama huze it's a continuation of the kasha that you think this is not Azama, that's Azama. Like more like we have in the apprentices, we call the Elon and Zaymim. The same kasha is, it's really one kasha. It says, this is not Zaymim, real Zaymim is Daf Hey. This is not real Zaymim. But anyway, the Gemara's question is that the Mishnah starts off, what's Edom Zaymim, and gives you a case, it's not Zaymim. So the Gemara, Tana Hosam Koi. The Mishnah really is a continuation of a Mishnah that we had at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin. Now, according to a lot of Rishonim, and it's arrived in this Gemara, the last Perek in Sanhedrin was not Chelek, was Perek HaNechnokim, and the last Mishnah of Perek HaNechnokim was, it says there, Kol HaZoymimim Makdim Lo Yosem Misa. All Zoymim, all Edom Zoymim, get that Misa they try to cause. Chutz, there's exception, is Zoymim Bas Koyin Ubay Allah. In a case where someone said Eidus about a Bas Koyin that she's Mizana with someone, so Allah is a Bas Koyin, let's say for example on a Suah, and she's Mizana, so she gets she's an Eishish, she gets the Oynish of Sreifa instead of Chenek. Usually Eishish gets Chenek. She gets Sreifa. But her Bayala, the one she was Mizana with, gets Chenek. So they get Chenek. So now we have a Edom Zayman come and say that this Isha was Mizana with this person, and she was an Eishish, she's a Bas Koyin. So, and it turns out the Edom were lying. So what did the Edom get? Did they get Sreifa or did they get Chenek? So the Mishnah says, that usually you get whatever Misa you try to do, and you get the Mohammedic one. She gets Sreifa, really. But Chutz Mizayim Bas Koyin Ubayala, She'im Akdim Loisa Misa, La Misa Acheres. You get Chenek. But yes, Zayimim, so then, that's that Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Enzor. So our Mishnah is saying like this. There's another type of Edom Zaymim. V'yesh Edom Zaym Acherim she'ino yisabem din azoma kol ikar el malchus avam. There's another type of Zaymim that you don't get at all the regular Misa. You don't even get any Misa. You get a whole different Oynish entirely el malchus. And that's what it means. Ketzei Edom Nas Zaymim means like this. That we had in that Mishnah kol Zaymim Mekdim Lois Misa, and that's the cloud. All Zaymim get Mekdim Lois Misa. Besides Vas Koyin Abayola get a different Misa. They get the Misa only in one of them, not the Mohammedic one. And that Ketzad, that you come Zaymim and you don't even get any Kiyim of what you try to do and you get Malkus, that's the case of our Mishnah. So, but Yesh Eim Zaymim Acherim, She'in Ezim Zaymim Klaal Iker, El Malkus, Abom, Ketzad, me the one who is planning Shuvan Grusha Mechlutza. You say it is about someone, that he's a Chalol, that he's a son of a Koyin who married a Grusha. If don't say if this guy's a Koyin, if the Edom are Koyin, that he becomes a Chalol, Eloikas Abayim, he gets Malkus. So that is the reading of our Mishnah. Now we have to understand what's Pshat in our Mishnah. So we know Adamili, what's the Makar that Taka, if the Koyin, if the Edom are Koyin, they don't become a Chalol? Why not? It says Kasha Zom, Las Lachiv, the Oynish is, whatever you try to do, you get yourself. So why shouldn't they get that Oynish? No Adamili. Amram Yeshua Malevi, The Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, Vasisem loy kasha zomam, loy beloy lezaroi. It's a miyat. It says that dafka to the aid himself, who lies, he gets the einish, but not his children. Now here, if the aid was a kohen, if you make him into a chal, now his children become chalalim. His future children become chalalim. And it's only einish for him, not for his children. So the Gemara said, therefore it's a miyat. He can't tassel children also. So afraid the Gemara, I have an idea. But live slow today, make him into a chal, or slow zari, but it's only one generation. So tomorrow it can't be. That's not kasha zomam. You're trying to, this guy you're saying eid about Levi. Levi is going to come a chal with his children also. His children also come a chal, his children also be a chal. So you have to do the same thing to him. So you can't just make him a chal, because that's not a kim kasha zomam. And you can't make him and his kids, because it says loy v'le lezari. Now Tosis points out that you could have said the Mishnah, not dafka by a chal. You could have said it by Mamza also. Look at first Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos. First Tosfos, end of the Tosfos. Yes, Dakhtik. A Miley Nokat, Me'idim Onu Be'ish Ploini, Yishu Mamzer. You could have said that Me'idim Onu Ploini, Yishu Mamzer. Zerav Shayach, Bembi Yisho, Bembi Kahanim. Bembi Berushal, Apostle of Kahanim. It's a much better case. This way we have to say that Eidim was a Kohen, he was saying Eidim was a Kohen. A very simple case, beautiful Mishnah. A guy comes over and says that Reuven's a Mamzer. And it turns out that he's a liar, Eidim are lying. So do the Eidim become a mamzer or not? So the Mishnah says they don't become a mamzer, they get malchus. Why don't you say it like that? That's his kasha. And this is true. This halacha is true. If you say someone's a mamzer, and then he's lying, he's become a mamzer, he gets malchus. It's taka true. So why don't the Mishnah say that? And Matthias says, Yashiv.
How do you know he's a mamzer?
How do you know he's a mamzer? He knew that his mother was married, and she was out with someone. He said, hey, this.
Huh?
Yeah, so Mizan, of course. Every time you had to give him Mizan. The husband was away, and he saw him be Mizan, and she didn't have a child. So, you know, for you, never can have Eidus Bela Mamzer. You have Eidus Bela Mamzer, it's just Eidus Bela Mamzer. Yes, Yashay, and for Toys is the Nakhte Mishim the Koya, Zoyim Bas Koyin. Since the last parak, last Mesech, we're talking about Zoyim Bas Koyin, we're talking about Koyin, so we continue with Kahanim. He's the Gemara, we continued with. Things about Kuna, that's why I mentioned that. But the halacha is true. This halacha of the Mishnah is true, even regarding Mamzer. There's actually a Tosis even asks that if you say Eidus about a Mitzvah Sheni, where the child would have been a Mitzvah Shlishi, would have been a Mutter, you can have a case where it's not Loiva Lazare. Lemaisa, since usually it's Loiva Lazare, so therefore it's a Miyat. The bottom Tosis handles that, but we're not going to get into that right now. So the Gemara Vaita. So one shot in the Gemara says, it is because Vesisim loy kasher zomam loy lozari. That's why there's no kiyim. You can't make him a chol. You give him malchus instead. Bar Poda has a different charge, a different pshat at least in our Mishnah. Why you don't become a chol and you get malchus instead? Bar Poda makavachemer ma machalo madoch a koyin who marries the grusha. You know that koyin does not become a chol. That koyin still ki truma. And it does not become a chal. So why are we, at least with the Raisa, the chal, he does not become a chal, the kohen. So ma machal, the kohen himself, who does the chil, ainem mischal, does become a chil, habal chal, a chil, a aid that wants to be machal someone and doesn't do it, ainem mischal, the kavachim is like this. A kohen who's machal someone, machal the isha, then he machal his kids, nothing happens to him. So here, what do the Eidim want to do? They want to be Mechal, but they didn't even do it. So they should become a Chal? That's the Kal V'chaymer. The man, a Kohen himself who marries Grusha does not become a Chal, the Eidim who are Kohen himself that tries to be Mechal someone, of course, shouldn't become a Chal. Maslow, Rabino, if he says Kal V'chaymer, came with Talta, Teiras, Eidim, Zaymim. If you do this, you're going to be invited to the whole idea of Eidim, Zaymim all over Shas. Because Uma has cycle on top of on base on base. We're learning like Rashi's pshat first. Maybe we'll say over Tosfos, but Rashi's pshat first. Uma has cycle madoch of edim come. They did not become edim zayim until after the poor person got skila. He got skila the guy, and then they found that these edim were lawyers. The halacha is we don't do anything to the edim. Uma has cycle in this gal habol liskov leisakol and in leisakol. If you subscribe to this by part of this kavachomer, it's a bumper kavachomer. The whole idea of Eidim Zayim. Eidim Zayim himself, if they say that Reuven killed Shimon and then they put Reuven to Misa, And afterwards, I found out that Edom were lying. You know what happens to Edom? Nothing. Because the drush is, like Rashi learns at least, kasha zom lo kasha asa. So, and to madach, you did it. You don't get an einish. If you try to do it, you get an einish. And still you get an einish. So obviously, there's no shaykhis. So the kavachayim is not good. Al machvar tekashim mekara. Must be that we're saying the first pshat, it's vasisim loy, but loy lazari, that's how we know that you don't become a chala. Now, Tosfos doesn't love this comparison from this to the kavachaymer, because here, you're right, here there's a special din, kash zon le kash osas, geres kosas, it's not a kavachaymer here. Tosfos brings down Rashi, kosha tuva, chod dav le meima, kermila kavon, horgu in herog, and should use that lashon, voi, my parach, shani ocho de goli krob hedya, da bo liskova sokla liskova ukra gufa. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos learns like this, shmak apsha, that madoch, someone who actually kills his friend, and the person dies, he gets saif, and not skila. So someone who comes to habali saka v'loy niskal, edim shi edim is plain shemechuyev skila v'loy niskal, of course shouldn't get skila. But you mean like this. Madach Ruben who actually kills Shimon, what does he get? He doesn't get skila, he gets saif. So here, someone who tries to kill someone, let's say with the einish of skila, he should get skila. If he kills someone, he doesn't get skila. Here, he tried to kill someone. I don't care how he killed someone, because if someone kills someone with skila, right? Like Tosfos points out, if Reuven stones Shimon and kills him, again, they say it is by Reuven. What's the halacha of Reuven? He gets saif, right? He doesn't get skila. He actually stones someone. So someone who tried to get someone stoned, he should get skila. That's the kavachayim. It's more similar to the kavachayim of Ben Grush Chalutza. So, and the Gemara says, El Machvarta, obviously it's not a Kavachayimah, therefore Machvarta like the Pshat of Loy Lazari. So the bottom line is like this, that we have a din in our Mishnah, someone says, Eidus about a Cholol, and he becomes Zaymim, he does not become a Cholol, he gets Malchus, why doesn't he become a Cholol? Because he says Loy, and not Lazari, and if he becomes a Cholol, he's not a Cholol. I just let him become a Cholol himself. Teretz is, there will not be a Kiyam of Kasha Zomim.